Jacaranda FM cares.
Good morning, Angels. This morning we're talking to Janine Rowley, who told us about the horrible life-changing experience and ordeals that she went through many years ago. She turned it into something amazing, into an organization called Women Against Rape. She looks after communities all over the place, really. Children, feeding them, comforting people, restoring dignity. Amazing story. Janine, just remind us quickly, what's the link with Oprah Winfrey?
Wow, on Martin, that was awesome. That was about 7 years ago, because at last, finally, we have a place we can work from.
Yeah.
And I was doing a beading project then. You know, I'm like a real smurf. You're going to make things to sell to get money in, you know,
for
funding.
Yeah.
And I had two wonderful ladies beading. And I used to rush out on the roads and sell my beads and make a bit of cash and then help the kiddies. And because, you know, that's one thing I said, I'll never let them down.
Yeah.
And 1 year, it was this December, and we were closing down. And we had written a letter. And I had met her about 8 years prior. A friend of mine had booked a seat because I said, I'm not paying R1,000. I don't have it to see Oprah. But something just told me to go. And I took my file, you know, this huge file of war and what I'd done. And I said to my friend, I'm going to go and talk to her. She said, Janine, you're never going to get close. I said, I am. And it was amazing. It was like an avenue that opened up.
Sure.
I walked straight to her with all the guards, everyone. She just turned around. She said, just let her talk to me. And I said, I'm a rape survivor like you. It's all I had. She said, oh, my word, what can I do for you? I said, I don't know. So she took the menu and she signed her name on there and great about the work you do. And I've kept that menu, of course, ever since. So subsequently, we sent this menu, plus a few times I was in Oprah magazine, wrote a story, we had to handwrite it and send it, and it must have been 7 years ago. And she got the letter. And they called me on the 21st of December, and I had just told Salome and Miriam, I'm sorry, guys, I've got no more work, no more money, you have to go home. And I was sitting in the park with my two dogs, having a bit of a cry, and I thought, something, got to do something now, but, you know, I'm like over 50, what am I going to do? And the network called me from America, from Chicago. And this is over. And are you Janine? And is your Standard Bank, is that your account? And is it war? I said, yes, it's war. Thank you. Phone back the next day. Is that Janine? We just want to confirm this banking details. And I said, yes. And I said, oh, I don't know what they'd be phoning me from, because no one ever helps. And on the 23rd, my bank manager phoned Gorette, who knows my story. She said, Janine, you're sitting. I said, yes, I'm sitting in the park with my dogs. She said, well, you have so many dollars in your account.
Dollars?
So she did. Oprah sent me dollars. It was her last grant of the year. And
amazing.
I called. I was just so beside myself. I mean, my auditor, I mean, Fricky said, yeah, 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 but no, hon. Eight fun, but you don't come.
You can
only all your help crane.
Yeah.
You can only all your a million crane, no, for what? Anyway, so I phoned her and she said, do with it what you wish. I know you don't have a car. You have no home. You buy what you want. That's it. That's the last time we spoke. And I bought that house. I was going to rent it for R1,000. Yeah. And the guy was going to Dubai. And we managed to seal the property. So this property belongs to Women Against Rape.
So this property is where you do your great work from?
That's where we do the... What we make the packs. I make all the food parcels for the... You know, I feed the hungry at night. You know, I go out and feed
that's
them.
Amazing.
And then, of course, we travel in our car, you know. My car becomes a little 4x4. But that's fine.
That's
fine. So we are so grateful.
So this house is where you're doing all this fantastic work from, and this is also that also suffers from this load shedding, which affects
Martin,
all South Africans, but it's really
terrible.
Hampering your amazing work that you're doing. It's slowing down the work that you're doing. Am I right?
And it's the baby bottles, you know, that
the
kind of stuff. You know, it's very difficult. The nappies, the changing, the cleaning, you know, it's very difficult. But you know what? By the grace, I mean, we're here. So
yeah,
I have to do this work, and I want to do it.
Well, listen,
I don't have to, I want to.
At this point, Good Morning Angels, it's time for us to start introducing you to some of the angels. Catherine Madley is standing by. She's the marketing and customer director for Game and Dion Wyatt. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Martin. Good morning, Janine and Diane. Thank you so much for having me today.
Good morning.
What a story, right? You've been following this incredible story this morning.
Yes, I've been listening very carefully. I'm
very inspiring.
Currently sitting in Durban, but I'm listening on the phone, and it's so nice to hear your story, Janine. I'm so touched by it. Also,
thank
spoke
you,
to Diane late yesterday afternoon, and we had a long conversation about it. So it's such a joy and a privilege to talk to you today.
Catherine.
And now privileged to be on this radio session.
Now, on behalf of Gaiman Dion Wyatt, what news do you have for Janine this morning?
So we've got some great news for you, Janine. You know, this load shedding is a national problem, and it obviously causes massive frustration for everybody. But when I was listening to Diane yesterday, I just realized how almost silly it is when I get frustrated because the traffic light doesn't work or because we're sitting in the dark at work or whatever. It's so nothing and meaningless compared to what happens in your world and what happens when you can't feed hundreds of kids and you can't help hundreds of people that you're doing in Pretoria. So instead of channeling frustration at what we're all going through, I'd rather channel that into some good. And I challenge everybody to do that in their own small way. So in our own small way, you know, we are game. We are a rebel brand with a cause. So we'd rather channel this frustration to a cause. So we would like to give you guys a big generator, the biggest one that we have, which is a 7.5 kilowatt. I don't even know what that means, Martin.
But sounds good. Sounds fantastic.
For those that are,
it's big.
For those that are listening, it's 7.5 kilowatt. So what that means actually is that it runs up to 15 lights, plus your TV, your fridge, your microwave, and of course, importantly, your stove and a bit more, so that you can keep everything going in terms of the cooking and the refrigeration and the heating that you're going to need over these winter months, Janine. So that's the first half of the story.
That's amazing.
That's Janine, what you asked for.
Janine, that is already, it's just amazing.
I don't even know what it looks like, Martin.
It's a big generator that's going to get you through those days where there's load shedding and it's going to keep you going. That's good news, right, Janine?
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely amazing. Thank you.
But wait, there's more.
Okay. But wait, there's more. I've always wanted to say that.
Yes, Catherine, tell her.
On behalf of GAME, we also would like to give you groceries to the value of 20,000 rand.
Oh, no.
Over awesome. These next months. So we're just delighted and privileged to help you, Janine, and everybody there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my kiddies. Thanks from everyone.
It's an absolute pleasure. It is an absolute joy and a privilege on our behalf to do this.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Game. Thank you, Dion Wyatt.
Thank you.
Wyatt.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Pleasure.
Thank you for having
amazing
us.
Amazing people. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you,
so
Catherine.
That's good news, Janine.
That's awesome news.
A generator, a big one, and also 20,000 rands worth of groceries. And then from Good Morning Angels' side, that generator needs diesel, so we'll cover your diesel for the next 6 months.
Oh, thank you. We can do soup kitchen too. Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you. I wanted to do something extra. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Oh, guys, this is awesome.
Well, listen, keep up the great work.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you too.
We need you.
And I love, the only time I get really annoyed is when I'm in the really bad, well, shame, those areas out in Drummond Scroll, we can't get hold of Jack Randy because I always like to know what you're talking about.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Janine, what an inspiration this morning. Thank you for that. Keep up your good work, and you're an angel.
Oh, bless you, and so are you. You do incredible work, really, I must say. It's really the best radio station I've ever listened to, and I've listened to a lot.
Thank you, Janine.
Thank you so much. Bless you all abundantly. Thank you.
Thank you,
Catherine. Thank you, Gain. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. What an inspiration this morning. Good job, angels. Good job.
Dit is verwaar nou Make-up Wednesday. Julle roer mense harte en mense emosies. Julle is awesome vir daai.
Morning Angels with Martin Visser.